I'm wonderful today, Sean, and yourself?
Doing great, thank you. Appreciate you coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network this morning to talk about snowmo days. How long have you been involved? Because I saw this is the 44th year for it.
I haven't been involved quite that long. I joined in 2017.
Good for you. And it originally started as just kind of a gathering for guys with snowmobiles.
Yeah, that's my understanding. That's originally the plan. They had competitions, I guess, that they were involved in, and that's how it arose, but it's grown to something much more than that. Still snowmobiling a big component of it, and people are always sad if we don't get to have those drag races. They have some, we have an event called the OHD Challenge, which goes from, I believe it's 5 years old to 15.
Unbelievable.
And they can all compete in some slaloms and some cross-country events. They can do it on their snowmobile or the ATV.
So I was taking a look at your website. My gosh, the amount of events you've put together for this 3 days is mind-boggling, and I wish I could have sat in on some of the planning sessions, because there's one in particular that kind of caught my eye, and it looks like the seat from an outhouse, and people are tossing toilet paper in it.
Yeah, that was quite an interesting one that year. The kids were, yeah.
So let's talk about some of the events you've got.
So this year we've got, hopefully we'll have our drags back again, because that's a big drawer. We'll have ATV poker rally. We'll have the snowmobile poker rally. We got monster trucks. We've got sled dog rides. We've got the regular ice skating. We've got our icebreaker party happening on the Saturday night. So we got that happening, and we got a band this year. The Audibles will be playing for us. We got a big tent out there, and everybody comes out, and we watch the fireworks that happen that night at 9 p.m., and music, and have some fun, and hopefully nobody gets too rowdy.
Let's talk admission costs.
We do get sponsors every year, and we are very thankful for them. Our big title sponsor this year is Alberta Travel, or Alberta Tourism. We're very thankful again for their support. It does cost quite a bit of money to put this event on, and the sponsorship covers a bit, but we unfortunately have to charge a gate fee of $16 to cover the additional cost. So,
well, what a fantastic family event. 3 days out at Alberta Beach. Looks great. And you've got a raffle going on as well. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, we offer two of them. We've got one for helicopter rides. It's for the funds earned or raised goes to kids with cancer. And then the other option we have is rides on the monster truck. And the funds raised from that will go to our local food program in Onaway.
And if I wanted tickets, where am I going to go to get those?
So the tickets for those are strictly on social media, on our Alberta Beach Facebook page. The tickets for the gate, they can do them at the gate, or they can go to Eventbrite. If they, again, go to our Snowmo Days website, there's an Eventbrite link, and they can purchase tickets there, or they can be purchased at the gate.
Looks like it's an amazing 3 days. February 17th through the 19th at Alberta Beach. It's the 44th annual Snowmo Days. And just for clarity, Kimberly was not there from the beginning.
Yeah. Don't want to age myself, right?
Kimberly, thank you so much for coming on the show for just a few minutes to tell us about it. Looks like it's going to be a great weekend.
Come on out and enjoy it.